I was speaking to my Talmidos this week and was trying to explain the concept of Shailas and Tshuvas, because we're doing the Sugya of Kibud Av Va'Em, so we did a shoot from the Radvaz explaining who he was and when he lived and where he lived, and then we did a Tshuva from Chacham Vad Yosef on the Sugya of Kibud Av Va'Em. I was explaining how Shailas and Tshuvas, you know, they come throughout the generations. And then, just that day, I'd seen a question that had been asked by Rabbi Ezra Schwartz. I know Rabbi Ezra Schwartz from back in the Morasha Kolel days. He's a special. He was unique even back then. He used to write these little flashcards, like summaries of all the Simonim in Mishneh Berurah. Very, very special guy. Says he's a Rav. And a question that had come up to him that was asked, and he posed this question to Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon. So the question was asked, and then he actually wrote, the Rav Rimon wrote the tshuva to it this week. So let me show you what I have here. If you can see on my screen that I'm sharing with you. It says, hi, this is a text you got. Hi, Rabbi Schwartz. I hope you're doing well. Question. There's a guy I'm friendly with who invites me for meals for Shabbos. He's totally Shomer Shabbos and Kashrut, but he has some sketchy beliefs, like believing that the Torah has more than one author. I've never really spoken to him at length about his beliefs in this area, but he's open about it. Is it a problem to eat in his house or eat his food? Again, if he didn't speak about these things openly, I wouldn't have questioned his kashrut. He is religious. I'm just not sure what to do. We're friendly with him, and he invites my apartment often. So this is the question that Rabbi Schwartz sent in again to Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon, Shlita, major posik in Eretz Yisrael. So before we even get into his answer over here, what would you say? Well, what does your halachic intuition tell you? Do you think you could you eat in the apartment? Could you not eat in the apartment? Any thoughts?
I'd be inclined to say that it's automatically suspect, because if he doesn't hold that the Torah is from God, then can you rely upon him to take any of the mitzvahs seriously?
Okay, so you're saying, usually, once you've already are kofir in one of the 13 ikarim, once you don't believe in Torah Hashem, Torah Misinai, that you believe in something that's apikorsis, so does that count against you in other areas of halacha, which you... Okay, it's a hashkafa, right? No, it's a big hashkafa, but in terms of halacha, the letter, the text said he keeps Shabbos, he keeps kosher.
Because
I'm listening.
Okay, but maybe it's a nice idea that was written by somebody somewhere.
Right. Meaning, well, at the end of the day, what's my commitment based upon? If it's based upon a few smart guys who got together with their, okay, I hear, I good. Yeah, Lawrence, what were you gonna say? What do you think? No.
I was going to say that, I would think that it might be questionable if the belief is questionable. You're relying on somebody who's holding from, Shomer Mitzvot, that one of the Mitzvot is, believe, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it.
Right. I hear. Okay, so let's try to pick this apart a little bit again. La Rav Ezra Schwartz Shlita. Shemukevitz Meduber Ba'odim Shlifi Hechwa Makpid al Halacha Bal Hilchos Kashrus. The person is careful keeping all halacha, they keep kashrus. Ulam, however, Binyani Emuna, Oimud Devaram Shenech Shavim Psulim Vulai Af Machshavos Kfira. What he says is certainly possible and perhaps could even be heresy. So it begins with quoting Gemara in Gittin, Beis Amud Beis. The sugi over there is talking about Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin, which means that one person is believed to say something is asur or not. In other words, how can you ever eat in your house? Maybe there's no mashgiach in your house. Now your wife says, the dinner tonight I made you, the hot dogs and the hamburgers, kosher. So we believe her. Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin. So he says like this, Klomer, Nita Lismoch al Adam, Kisha'im Shahabasar Kosher, O Sha'imir, Lanu Shadavar Echad Achir Kosher. If someone tells it's kosher, we can believe them. Nechliku Rishonim Bir Hadin. So the Machlokes is what is the reason behind why Eid Erod Ne'eman Bisurim. Nir Ez Bi'ir Shel Rashi. According to Rashi, Masbir She'anu Ro'im She'HaTorah He'minu L'chol Echad Be'Echad Mi'Yisrael. The Torah gives credence to each and everyone. They're believed. Al hafrashas truma val shchita chidoyme. For example, you're allowed to shech something, and you're allowed to separate truma. So medivrei Rashi nira shehivin shezeh svar pshuta. This is so obvious. That's it. He went to the Tosos, has a different. Tosos says that the source behind this is not because of the fact of that you could believe if it's about the shchita or you believe about that you separated truma and maisrus, but the sugya is. I'm sorry, the source of it is about a woman when she has to count her Shiva Nikiyim. V'safralah, the Torah says that she should count. So she's the only one counting, and we believe her when she completes her Shiva Nikiyim. That she's a Muteris Labala. So therefore, that's the Eid Echad, according to Tosos, that the source for this concept of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim. Rashi v'seches Yevamos, Yoser Masbi explains more. She'im lo ne'mar she'id echad emisurin. Because if he didn't say that, if he didn't believe, you can imagine what the world would be like. Harei she'adam lo yochel lis arich eitzel chavero. You wouldn't be able to go eat by anybody's house. Va'adam lo yochel lis moch afilu al b'nei beso. You can't rely upon your wife. You come home, honey. What's for dinner? She says poppers. Saying, I don't know how to look kosher. You can't even trust your own wife. Mikan lechora ola. So it's soon to come out to this. Shelo. Meduber al edus memuvan haragi. We're not talking about a regular type of testimony. El al svar pshuta shetzorich lismach al kol echam Yisrael the inyan kashrus, that we rely upon people when it comes to kashrus. Now, what he brings here is a fascinating tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's tshuva chelik aleph in Yoredeya simen nun dalet. So he has a little bit of a interesting case here. What it was, I'll give you a little to the outside. There was a family, he was an elderly parent who was religious, and he was living by his daughter who was no longer religious. And the question was, can the father who's from eat in his daughter's apartment? Meaning, are we concerned that the daughter's going to mess over her own father in terms of her lack of kashrus in her house? So din echad echad hu medinim nemus aval mikra lanu nizrak and lamoros for the idea of atzins. Here we go. Yeladim she'ozvu derech Torah u'mitzvah. See what's bolded right here. A child who is unfortunately left the path of Torah and mitzvos. V'heim es horim lebetayim, but they're inviting their parents into their home. V'nozdin lehem l'ochem, they want to give them food to eat. L'dato nitan lismuch al ne'monim ne'mosom b'dover kashrus. Says Rav Moshe, you rely upon them. What does he bring? So he brings this idea here. This is a quote from the tshuva from Rav Moshe. B'yosi b'moskva. Bishnas Tofresh Tsadi Dalad. Nishalti Bedavar Sha'avos Nizunim Bimedina Hazois, Bavonose Harabim Shal Al Shulchan Benehem Uvenosehem Ha'oichlim Nevelos, Aldava Isser, Rubam Haim Koifrim Bahashem, Vitoroso, Vishivke Heter Ba'achli Isura. They have kosher food available, but they don't. They eat treif. In Cain, Ein Emanim Al Isurim, Ve'ein Lahabos Ha'chalushim, Vahazakanim Eitza. They need to eat meat. They need the protein. They need to make them healthy. You can't use their kelim. The kelim are treif. So says Rav Moshe, we can be makel in such a case. He knows them, and he knows my daughter would never mess me over. She wouldn't do that to me. She wouldn't feed me. She herself made decisions, but she wouldn't feed me non-kosher, right? She doesn't want to cause pain to her father. Oshetiva, her natural nature is shlo lahavir achir maldaiten. She's not from it. She wouldn't do that to somebody else. So yochel ismoch aleha, you could do this v'lecho mashma v'shas bado. You could go ahead and be samech on this and eat what she prepared. V'chol davar kishal amalo shehu mibasar kosher, anything that the daughter tells the father is from kosher meat. Mekalim shehiz minal avura, and I bought new pots and pans for you. V'shum shlo nichna zeh begeder ne'emanus ele biyedia atzmitz shehu re'iyah mamish. He knows that would not lie to him. So Ramosha allows it. A big kula. Ramosha allows the person who themselves are not nizhar on kashrus, that the child could feed the parent. So ledato, according to, this is again, this is now Ramon quoting Ramosha, kivan hayeladim lo litzaro es horim shalem. I'm not going to mess them up. Since we know the kid wouldn't mess over the parent, that is good enough. Omnam gamra Feinstein hitu zois rak b'shasad chak. Ramosha only allows this in a very pressing circumstances. Quoting the tshuva again, lechein b'shasad chak lenoshim chalushim, the person is very weak. Yesh lahakel im yodeh bebirur she kimle begava mitzad tavisev umanhigeha beeze nisyonon shelo tachshiluho lismoch ale leecho mimash mevel shabado v'omer she asasoa behechsher aval lacherim shelo b'shasad chak l'riyazom yesh lahachmir. Ramosha Feinstein. Okay, so this is Ramosha's famous tshuva. Now, interesting enough, I had a different shayla that was presented to me, which relate a little to. So I discussed this shuva. I'll explain. A different question was asked. There was somebody who lives in the parents' home. The parents are from medaktik halacha, right? Kalakim b'chamur. They keep all the mitzvahs. However, the child is no longer religious for whatever reason, and the child baked something in his mother's kitchen, the kosher kitchen, and sent it as a gift. Like a thank you or something like that. I forget what it was, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, I forget what it was, but sent it to a woman, and the woman asked me, can I eat the cookies? So we look at this tshuva Ramosha, and what would you say, based upon Ramosha's tshuva, what would you think would have been the psak? Could this woman eat the cookies baked by the kid who's not from but used his mother's kitchen, her appliances, and all of her ingredients? Matt, what do you say?
I'm thinking kosher.
Thinking kosher. Okay. So I discussed with the posek.
Yeah.
He told me no. They don't have nemanis in this area because the person themselves doesn't keep kosher. And that the poskim nowadays are not so quick to rely upon this tshuva of Ramosha. Either the people have changed nowadays, the metzias has changed. But again, that was, let's just go back to the tshuva, Tuf Reish Sadi Dalid. Tuf Reish Sadi, that's like 90 years ago. So I don't need to tell you that the world has changed in the last 90 years. One second, let me share my screen again.
Because they let their
interesting, right? In other words,
cook in their kitchen. So what did the I'm not worried about the cookies. I'm worried about the parents.
Meaning, if that kid is cooking up things in the kitchen, do the parents have to be worried about it? It's an interesting point.
If you're going to throw away this sock, I mean, perhaps there's a level of understanding. Sure. Or whatnot, but so if I were to hazard a guess on it, I would say that it could probably be safely assumed that he would not mess up the kashrus of his parents' kitchen, so they'd be able to count on their kitchen being okay. But since this other person, the recipient, I would say it's not strong enough that they can rely upon.
So you want to make a chilek between the parents or versus a friend or a guest.
Right.
Okay. Good. Okay, so that's where he starts off by quoting Rav Moshe. If you see where it says "b'mikra shalachem," but the question that we're asking right now, "meduber ba'adam sha'atem oimrim shehu makpid binyanei kashrus," you're telling me this guy, he does keep kosher. Ella, what? Shekofer binyanei emuna. He has kafira. He's a heresy. He's not because when it comes to emuna, to believe that the Torah is not from Hashem. So yesh ledun bedin kofer binyanei emuna. So we have to understand what that says. So he's considered to be a kofir. So you have to figure out, he is a kofir, but what's the status of a kofir in terms of kashrus? He's not trying to mess over somebody. So in this, he brings a Gemara in Chul and Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara Omeres She'im Yisrael Mumar. Again, a Yisrael Mumar is somebody who is Jewish but has incorrect beliefs. Shochet im hasakin shelo, but he's using your shechita knife. Shechita lo toiva, no good. Ulam nitan. I did the case wrong. Let me correct it. Shochet im hasakin shelo, he's using his own knife. That's the case. I'm sorry. Big chilek right there. I want to make that say that correctly. If the guy, the mumer, is using his own knife, shechita is no good. Ulan nitan leseis lo sakin beduka shishchot ima. You could give him a kosher knife for doing that. The Omer Rava, Yisrael mumar oichel nevelos teyava. When the guy eats chazer tray, if he likes to good cheeseburgers, bodek sakin venoisin lo umutel lechom shechita asom. Right, if you check the knife and you give it to him, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. Avol lo bodok venoisin lo. If you didn't check the knife beforehand, lo yishchot, then he can't do it. So. And the Gemara in Dalit Amud Aleph continues, Omer Rav Yisrael Mumar Oichel Nevelos LaTeyavon Bodek Sakin V'Nosein Lo. You check out the knife, you give it to him. Umuta Lecho Mishchitosom. You can eat from his Shchita. My time, what's the reason?
Rabbi,
yeah.
Why can't you just check it after?
No, because you don't know the knife. Maybe something happened to the knife during the process.
I understand. But I learned when I learned with Dr. Frisbee years back we were learning Chacham Sadam, okay, for Shchita. And basically, they would check the knife before and after. If the knife is perfectly fine in all six directions after, it had to be perfectly fine before. It couldn't. The shechita wouldn't fix an imperfection in the knife. Okay, that's why he told us that like chickens, they would do 20, 30 chickens or something at a shot, and then just check the knife afterwards because it was just cheaper that way. And then just consider them either all good or they all weren't good, as far as for kosher, and then done. So why can't that be the same type of thing here? That if you check the knife afterwards, then if it's a perfectly good knife afterwards, then it has to be good before the shechita.
It's a good question.
Not, then fine, just assume that it's not.
The Dr. Presby said that nothing could ruin the shechita. Nothing could ruin the knife. I mean, by through the ma'isa shechita.
He didn't say it that way because I never thought of it until like now even. But if it gets stuck in the trachea, it's not gonna fix an imperfection. And for sure, it just realistically, it can't fix something to make it perfect again. Remember, you're checking six directions, okay, up and down on the left side, the right side, and the center. So it either has to be a perfect blade or it's not a perfect blade. So if it's going to be perfect blade after, it had to be the perfect blade before.
I'm just asking, is that true that if you checked it afterwards and it was found to be, it wasn't pogon, there was no problems with it, what would the din be? It's a good question. It's a good question.
I think it would be okay, only because, as I said, you can't correct an imperfection, especially that way. If you're going to sharpen it, you're going to whatever.
I hear.
You're going to have to do something to the blade.
I hear. Okay. Let's go. Oh no, my time. I hear your question. Kiva de ika heter v'isura. Since there's things that are allowed to eat and things that are osir, lo shavik heter v'achli isura. You're not going to put aside the kosher food and go ahead and eat the treif. Si ihachi. That's true. Kilo bodek nami, right? Mitrach lo torach. Amrulei rabbanu l'rava tanya misayelach. I have a brace that supports what you said. Chemtzon shel oidik avera acher pesach mutter. if you had the chometz that belonged to such a person like this, after Pesach, it's still allowed to be eating. Mutar miyad mipnei shehein machlifin, because we're not concerned. This is chometz she'ovel aves haPesach, and there's a knas derabbanan. You're allowed to eat it. So it comes along like this. Kolomer bedikas hasakin hitircha, to check the knife. That's a lot of effort. It's not so easy. Lechein there before choshen shlo yivdok. We're concerned that he didn't check the knife beforehand. Ulam inasna lo sakin beduka. If you give him a knife that was pre-checked, you can rely upon that. Gemara mevia the hemshech shenitan lismoch al chametz sheode oveira la'achar pesach mipnei shehei machlifin im hagoyim, because they switch it out with the goyim. L'chein, therefore hachametz lo nesar, his chametz is not going to be a problem. So he brings the Ritva over there. V'od rishonim, they want to understand, why do we rely upon him for the chametz but we don't rely upon him for the knife? Maduam mekomus acherim b'shas, and also in this sugya, nita lirois she'im hamumor l'teyavon yuchal lechol heter. If he could eat something that is kosher, who tamid ya'adiv zois kilo shavik keter v'aychli sura, right? He wouldn't, you have right in front of you. You wouldn't push that aside and take something that's aser. So this is quotes from it. Gufa, Omarava, Lo Shavikaterva Achli Sura, Kevin Shabi Yadalishchot Kiroi, he could do it. Ilo Shachar Kiroi, have a command, Shavikaterva Achli Sura. Parchina, we ask, Ihachi, Kilo Bodagnami, if he didn't check it, that all should be fine. Satema, my Ihachi, the Havade Sugi Bekula Talmudo, the Chola Teavon, Lo Shavikaterva Achli Sura. See, Shlomer, the Severe Lan, the Hossam Have Ki came. Shum ikuva. There's nothing stopping him. You go in Sheish Bechanos, Nevela, Shchut. He has regular, in his store, he has regular treif meat ready to go. Ava Bekan, in our case, Tzurich Lis'aki La'ayin Kitzas Lishchut Kiroi. He has to look into it and to check to make sure that the knife is correct. Luhachi Parchin, that's why we asked. Diyam meaning to Ovid Lis'aki Lech Letera, Lechod Hetera, Afil Lo Bodak Hasakim Venosin Lo Nami. Parkinon, the ikuv kal, it's just a small little thing to do this. That's going to be mizaki lishchot kiroi. Aval torach v'sakin hasakin im tse'enu paguma. If you found there was pogum, you found there was blemishes in the knife. Olach so acher sakin acher lo torach. He's not going to spend so much time to go find a kosher knife. V'ha, that's why by the knife, it's a big tircha. This is what the Ritva is explaining. It's a big tircha. It's a lot of effort involved. So we don't think he's going to actually do that. But in the other case, with the chametz, we're shloshim yom kodem l'chag, sha'odeg avera maisrei alo duhu ashchit damya v'tzorech lis'akev k'tzas aval ein batircha. There's no real, it's all effort involved. To v'chipush kal yimsa mi she'echlif lo. He'll find someone who could switch it out for him. So what the Ritva is saying, again, this is now Yossi Rimon quoting the explaining the tshuva. The Ritva is miyashi. Sheyesh chiluk bein tircha kala l'tircha meruba. Is it a little bit of an effort or is it a major effort? But tircha kala, with a slight, small effort, nitan lismoch alav, we can rely upon him. He'll do that. However, but tircha meruba, and if there's a lot of it, it's a big effort. It's a schlep. Kasha lismoch alav, we can't rely upon him. Okay, so then with this analysis, says Rav Rimon, lefize gam kasher adam misareach etzel adam sheyesh bo tzad doimish shel mumar. You're eating by somebody who has a little bit of heresy inside of them, like a mumar. Harei shedevarim shenitan those bekalos. The things that he's getting though are very easy to purchase. So yesh makom lismoch alav. You can rely upon this. Devarim hadorshim tircha, but something that's a big effort involved on his behalf. Kmo to check something for bugs. Believe me, you don't want to get under that light box. You spend hours. Lawrence, how many hours do people spend checking the lettuce? Yeah, hours and hours and hours. So on something like that, kasha lismoch alav. That would be hard to rely upon him for. B'yameinu, nowadays, yeshdan chashashos nosefos, right? There could no safim. There could be additional concerns. Kim shahari pamim adam lo yodea al matzarech lahakpid. A person doesn't even know about what you have to be, what needs checking, what doesn't need checking. Vegam imhu ma'oid roitzel lahakpid. He wants to be makpid. He doesn't even know what to be makpid on. You know, they have these like apps now for like, you know, what vegetables require checking and how to check them. And people don't know. Yes, strawberries, dried apricots. Do I have to check dried apricots? You know, all these different things. People don't really, even people who want to know, who want to do the right thing, don't necessarily know what types of questions to ask. I'll give you an example of this. I'm going to skip that for right now. Omnam. If we know this person is careful about, you know, halacha, yitochin shenitan lismoch alav yoser. That would give us more of a reason to rely upon him. Im yesh tzorech rak biyedia velo b'nemonos shal edus chidoyimel. Like Ramoshes, it's a yedia that we know that this person wouldn't do it. Not that he has ne'emonos, but we know. Kimochin kasher adam kofir b'divrei emuna v'ikar yud gimel ha'ikorim. The person's denying one of the major principles of faith, is the Rambam, which later, you know, we codified into the Yigdal, we say in shuls. But the one of the yud gimel karim is the Torah Misinai. Yitochin she'ein hadavar pogeh ba'un shelo be'inyonei halacha acherim. Shahare ha'mishnah medida nudvavam in be'ez koisei v'yachas l'kusim. So the kusim were these groups of people, and it's a machlokis. Were they sincere converts, or were they converting only because they didn't want to get attacked by wild animals, by lions? So says the Mishnah over there. It's the last Mishnah in the Perek. Zeha klal, dovah shechashudim bo, ein ne'mon olav. Something that they themselves don't take seriously. The Gemara has lots of examples over there about Tuma and Tahara, about what types of things they consider to be a real suffix, what they don't consider to be a real suffix, but something that they're choshed on, that they're suspect, they don't take it seriously, ain't ne'amonim alav. They don't have any ne'amonis, because they don't take it seriously, right? They don't care about lifnei iver. They'll just say it's not a problem when it really is. Ulam, dram she'enam chashudim behem ne'amonim. But it's something they're not. We're not suspect them that we know they keep it. They keep, you know, Torah Shabichsav, something's written in the Torah. Then they have them on us. The imkach limroi shehakusim aloha amina b'yud gimli karim v'kofer b'Torah Shabapeh. They're kofer. They're also, you know, are a bunch of heretics, right? They don't call from the Torah Shabapeh. Harei sheheim ne'emanim b'dvarim sheheim makpidim aleihem. But if they're makpid on something, we believe them on that. So you see where he's going with this. If someone is, even they could be a kofir, but they're machped on something, you believe it. So what comes out from all this? Can he eat at the apartment? Can he not at his apartment? So concludes Rav Rimon. Lemaisa. Lichat chila bevadai shiroi limnoi lichat chila meachila b'makomus ke'ila. Lichat chila, best practice is not to eat in these types of environments. Shouldn't do it. Lichat chila. Ulam. However, if you know with certainty in regards to the kashrus, yesh makom lahakil, there's room to be lenient. Befrat specifically, kasher yesh chashivus lahamshich lishmor al kesher betoch am Yisrael lahashpia tov. You can have a good influence on this person. You have a relationship with them. You can help them out. You can make them see the error of their ways. You could help them become, you know, have a correct hashkafa. Omnam, however, tzarech lizar me adam sheyesh lo deos koifros be'emuna. You have to be very careful when dealing with somebody who has these krum svaras. Patmim rabos, many times, adam shekazeh guru yoyse me adam lo dati. A person like this who looks like they're frum, who talks like they're frum, who acts like they're frum, but doesn't believe in the Torah Misinai, that's even worse than someone who's not yet religious. She'ein lo havana klal b'nosei emunah. He doesn't understand what it means, hashkacha, Torah Misinai, hashkacha, he doesn't know what it means. So shema chalili yashpia aleinu, v'aflo nasim lev lekach. We could become affected by this person's beliefs, and I didn't realize it. Yeah, we're having a conversation, we talked for an hour or two about it, he made some pretty good points. Those types of things, it's a poison, but it can creep in, and we wouldn't even realize it. V'gamzet tzarech lios shikul kasher boim lehisarech etzlo. This is part of the cheshbon you have to think when getting together with this person. Chicha amr b'mishnah be'avos in Perek Beis Mishnah Tes eiz hu derech ra shisrachim imenu ha'adam. What is a derech ra? What's a bad path that a person should distance themselves from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ayin Ra, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Ra. Distance yourself from bad associates. So this person who's koifer be'iker, maybe we should keep a distance. Lachain continues, concludes Rav Rimon. In specific circumstances, one could be lenient. When you know 100% that everything was done kedas kedin, it's all kosher. Right, you have to see the whole each case by itself. Lizar to call us no supposed from any other type of stumbling block. Hasuyes lehisrachish, right? Kimochin, other things, nitain lishtos miyain shupa. Wine that was open, you should pour the wine yourself. Those are shilas of yain nesach over here. Okay, be'ezus Hashem nizkel lechibur lekiruv bein am Yisrael mitoch kedusha v'tahara Yosef Tzvi Rimon. So that was his answer, his written up tshuva to the question that was posed by Rabbi Ezra Schwartz.